We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, compassionate viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, HSAT 5 and HSAT 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Morang, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
and in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodita. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristal Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hulf Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company.
In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company,
Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanjan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Germany donates 10 million euro to support peace in Afghanistan. In health news, American neonatal nurses devise a program to help mothers nurture their newborns. In green news, the eco-friendly message continues to be shared in Singapore. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 10th, is Human Rights Day, honoring the anniversary of the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948 by the United Nations. This year's focus is on the main activists who have worked and spoken out for liberty, dignity, and peace. It is also a time to raise awareness and inspire a new generation of leaders who will work toward ensuring equality for all. Today is also International Animal Rights Day, organized by the United Kingdom-based animal welfare group, Uncaged. This occasion highlights the Universal Declaration of Animal Rights, which advocates the protection of our animal co-inhabitants as sentient beings with the right to life, freedom, and natural enjoyment. Information on letter writing campaigns as well as candlelit vigils are among the numerous events that take place around the world. May Human Rights Day and the International Animal Rights Day remind us of the vital importance of safeguarding the cherished life and rights of each treasure being on our planet.
Fly-in news. Fatal rains sweep India's Andhra Pradesh. As of Thursday, December 9th, 2 days of torrential rains in the southeast coastal state claimed at least 28 lives, with 3 reported missing in Prakasam district. Over 100,000 people in 1,148 villages were affected by the precipitation, which brought up to 140 millimeters of rainfall in just 24 hours. More than 500 homes and over 370,000 hectares of crops were damaged in 5 districts at a time when farmers were still trying to recover from the tolls of recent cyclones. Relief camps were opened to accommodate displaced residents, and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Nallari Kiran Kumar Reddy is conducting an aerial survey of damage in the affected areas.
With her sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with state officials to find out if more assistance is needed. Adding that emergency funds are available, she also asked that they go, if possible, to help the most desperate.
We are grateful, Chief Minister Reddy, and all personnel working to ease conditions for the flood-stricken. Our prayers for their smooth restoration of regular daily lives as we strive to minimize such disasters through our more benevolent care of the earth.
UK cold snap brings the worst snow in decades. Cities across the country are now enduring snow and sub-zero temperatures, with at least 9 people who have lost their lives to the extreme cold. Edinburgh, Scotland is witnessing the heaviest snowfall in half a century, with the army having been deployed to help city personnel with non-stop plowing efforts to clear the streets. Army personnel also have been providing drivers and four-wheel drive vehicles to assist ambulance services. The initial snowfall affected many motorists who sometimes had to abandon their vehicles or were stranded in their cars for more than 15 hours on major roadways waiting for help. Meanwhile, the nation faces another 2 weeks of similar forecasts, with freezing winds, snow, and ice likely to disrupt holiday travel. Our earnest thanks, Army personnel, emergency crews, and all others working to assist with the dire weather situation. We pray that it soon subsides for the ease of holiday reunions among loved ones, and that our gentler actions toward one another and the environment bring more balanced conditions for all.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
International donors pledge billions toward OLAC's or Vietnam's development. On Wednesday, December 8th, nearly $8 billion U.S. dollars was pledged at the annual consultative group meeting to assist with economic stabilization and sustainable development. As the 3 largest donors, the World Bank is giving $2.6 billion U.S. dollars, Japan is donating $1.8 billion U.S. dollars, and the Asian Development Bank has pledged $1.5 billion U.S. dollars, with a shared focus primarily on infrastructure projects and climate change mitigation. Along with commending development, the foreign donors also jointly encouraged greater transparency and modern governance in OLAC's state-owned sectors as the country emerges from a classification of low income and enters middle income status. We send our gratitude and providence bless all international benefactors for your generous aid in furthering continued advancements in OLAC. May the OLACese or Vietnamese people prosper in abundant opportunity and noble fulfillment.
I just wanted to say good luck to all of the Greenest Heroes Gala, and have a fantastic evening, and keep up the good work.
The Greenest Heroes Gala sheds light on our immeasurable blessings. In light of the COP16 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Mexico, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, Mayor of Cancun, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association co-hosted the special Greenest Heroes Gala on December 5th.
With keynote speeches from distinguished guests that included Mary Robinson, 7th President of Ireland, and the 44th President of Costa Rica, Jose Maria Figueres Olsen, the vibrant occasion lauded 8 key individuals, along with others making great strides towards curbing climate change through their vegan lifestyles. One of the highlights of the gala was the premiere of the book From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's messages regarding the protection of our planet. As a token of appreciation for Mexico Cancun and all participants, Supreme Master Qinghai shared some never-before-revealed spiritual information.
Well, we have many blessings. As you and I are sitting here, so much blessing you have from the deities of the heaven. For example, the angels normally would bless you 5%. If we don't do anything wrong and if we eat vegan, we get more. If we meditate, we get even more than this. Now, the animals bless us, no end. A chicken even, so small and helpless, will bless you 2% to 10% because you give them vegan, then they have more power to bless you. Even the moon bless you 40%. The stars bless you 40%. Invisible, huh? The wind, the air bless you also like 10, 15%. We are swimming in blessing. Please be conscious so that you get more blessing, so that you can live your life more in peace and make a better decision for you and for all of us, for everyone.
The gala also featured dazzling musical performances from esteemed artists, including Grammy and Oscar-winning composer David Shire, who accompanied soprano Lynn Winterstellar, founding member of the legendary Beach Boys, Al Jardine, Tony Award-winning singer Melba Moore, acclaimed soprano Carrie Walsh, award-winning Italian-Mexican singer Philippa Giordano, and multi-platinum recording artist Taylor Dane. Many were moved by Supreme Master Qinghai and the event's spirit and profound message.
The lyrics are the poems of the wonderful Supreme Master Qinghai. And we want to say, because she's very shy, that the reason that many of the songs were chosen tonight is because we love her heart, we love her soul, we love her spirit.
Tonight, after I heard you speaking and everything, I want to do the most hard work to make it happen again, and this time become vegan.
I've had the privilege and the pleasure to be acquainted with Supreme Master for 12 years, and I can't say too much because I get very emotional, but I hope everyone is having a wonderful time. It's just magical. I feel the energy in the air, and I'm so honored. And this song I sang from all the love in my heart to Supreme Master.
Okay.
Many VIP guests also wish to comment on their heartfelt impressions of the Greenest Heroes Gala.
I never had such a beautiful night and all too much love. And I'm glad to be here with you tonight. It was an honor.
I'm in love with Master. She's such a powerful lady, such a spiritual lady. And I know she has the power to teach us and let us learn from her and from all the studies, and for us really to start doing a little bit in changing what it has to be changed.
With our respectful appreciation to Your Excellencies, 44th Costa Rican President Figueres, 7th Irish President Robinson, and Cancun Mayor Hernandez Zaragoza, admired performers, and all other participants, we join in heralding the eco-protective Greenest Heroes. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring presence and insights as we look forward to the day that such an event celebrates a world full of people enjoying the health and planetary benefits of wholesome organic vegan fare.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of the Greenest Heroes Gala at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Supreme Master Qinghai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, is freely available to read at www.crisistopeace.org.
Iran rejoins talks to resolve nuclear matters. During a two-day meeting launched on Monday, December 6th, the first of its kind in over a year, Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili, met with delegates from the United Kingdom, China, France, Russia, the U.S., and Germany, also known as P5 plus 1. Their purpose was to discuss the agenda of nuclear disarmament, non-proliferation, and peaceful nuclear cooperation. Convening with Mr. Jalili were European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Catherine Ashton, Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov, and U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs William Burns, amongst others. Following the meeting, Catherine Ashton described the talks as detailed and substantive, while Supreme National Security Council Secretary Jalili stated that Iran is ready for global cooperation in numerous topics. The group agreed to meet again in January 2011 in the Turkish city of Istanbul to continue discussing more detailed solutions. Our respectful congratulations, Iran, and all other parties, for your amicable and constructive dialogue. May such consensus continue for the furthering of peace among the people of all nations in the world.
Ukrainian brother shoulders younger sibling to save his life. On their way to visit relatives near Kiev, brothers Andrei and Bogdan Zoftonog encountered unexpected circumstances when young Bogdan accidentally fell into an abandoned well. 12-year-old Andrei bravely jumped in to save Bogdan when he realized with a shock that the boy had sunk below the water's surface. With the well water rising to his own chest, Andrei grabbed Bogdan, hoisting the youngster above his shoulders to keep him safe and out of the cold waters. With no cell phone signal in the well, Andrei remained in this position without communication for 7 hours, surviving weather of around minus 10 degrees Celsius until rescue dogs located the boys. Doctors reported that they were in remarkably good condition given the circumstances they had endured. Our hats off, Andrei Zoftonog, for your quick thinking and courageous efforts that helped save your younger brother's life. We also send our thanks to the search team and partner canines who led the way to find these young brothers. May you both enjoy many moments of cherished time together in the loving company of family and friends.
For his brave and selfless deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Andrei with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $500.
C
Save Our Planet, United Nations Climate Change Conference welcomes supportive presence of Supreme Master Qinghai. With the start of the high-level climate negotiations in Cancun, Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai was asked to attend sessions of the important proceedings at the invitation of the Secretariat of Environment and Natural Resources in Mexico.
Among the dignitaries having a chance to meet her since she arrived was Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, chairman of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Dr. Pachauri, a vegetarian himself, had collaborated with our association in past climate-related conferences. For his dedicated stance on the vegetarian lifestyle and its vital contribution to stopping global warming, he had been honored with the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Qinghai.
And you have created a global organization, and you have so much enthusiasm among your devotees and followers.
Just so nice. I'm humbled by their devotion and their sincerity.
That's a tribute to your leadership.
Before parting, Supreme Master Qinghai presented gifts to Dr. Pachauri as a token of her best wishes for his work during the summit.
In addition, Supreme Master Qinghai has been also meeting with the public at Climate Change Village. With the release of the new book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, she had graciously made time to accept requests to autograph copies of the free volume, which explains in depth the organic vegan diet solution to climate change through compilations of past conferences with Supreme Master Qinghai.
Meanwhile, coinciding with the United Nations Climate Change Conference, a panel representing a group of Latin American nations agreed on a project to quantify greenhouse gas emissions from their cattle populations. Given the immense amount of global warming already known to come from livestock-related emissions, this new joint project was selected from among other proposals on ways to mitigate climate change and strengthen food security. Scientists noted that in countries like Argentina, livestock production accounts for 41% of the country's total greenhouse gas emissions, while in Uruguay it is responsible for 78%, and in Paraguay, 97%. This collaborative endeavor thus will specifically measure the cattle's methane and nitrous oxide emissions, which are respectively 100 and 300 times more potent than carbon dioxide, with the aim being to reduce emissions from these major sources.
Bravo, Latin American countries, for your acknowledgement and efforts to reduce greenhouse gases from the livestock sector, the most critical issue of global warming. We are also grateful to Dr. Pachauri, as well as all the dedicated leaders at the Climate Change Conference, and to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose activities in Cancun are surely a special encouragement and contribution. May the organic vegan solution be considered foremost in government's decision-making for the protection of our planet and co-inhabitants.
Save Our Planet. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the USA discover that the rare metal ruthenium can absorb sunlight and store it as pure heat, a property scientists say could result in a type of heat battery for solar energy.
Save Our Planet. Gorkha Seed Company of Nepal develops 9 varieties of bacteria-resistant and heat-tolerant tomatoes that yield a record 30 kilograms of fruit per plant, with plans to export the seeds of these new varieties to the hotter climate countries of India and Bangladesh.
Save Our Planet. November temperatures of up to 4 degrees Celsius, higher than in previous years, along with drastically less rain, are creating water shortages in the North China Plain, affecting some 1.77 million people, as well as nearly one-fifth of the nation's winter wheat-planting region.
Save Our Planet. Scientists exploring deep-water coral reefs off La Paguera in Puerto Rico discover an abundance of previously unknown marine life, such as sponges, corals, algae, and fishes large and small.
I'm Herman the Horse, and I'm following a healthy plant-based diet, here with a tip for the environment. If you're a student, you may want to consider becoming a climate ambassador. One idea is to give information to fellow classmates and teachers on how to reduce greenhouse gases. You can find lots of resources, all free to download, at www.climateambassador.org. suprememastertv.com/SOS. What a wonderful way to make a difference and share a vegan solution to global warming. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Now, for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Germany donates 10 million euro to promote peace in Afghanistan. The funding is to the Afghanistan Peace and Reintegration Program for 2010 via the United Nations Development Program. It will be used to help ensure that training and employment opportunities are available to assist individuals in integrating back into society. The German government will be providing a total of 50 million euro over a 5-year period to support the initiative. Our sincere appreciation, Germany, for your generosity. May the gracious people of Afghanistan be blessed with lasting harmony and abundance on a sustainable earth.
In health news, neonatal nurses devise a program to assist mothers in nurturing their newborns. The bedside nurses at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, shared information with new mothers about the importance of breastfeeding for the health of the baby. In addition, a system called the Transition to Breast Pathway was presented. Through following this method, mothers are able to breastfeed infants who are too fragile to hold or require surgery. The innovative project also encouraged skin-to-skin contact, which is very healthy for both the babies and the mothers. Bravo, neonatal nurses, for your loving care. May the system you have created help many precious infants and mothers to enhance well-being of mind, body, and spirit. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Actions of Earth Affair 2010 shares the green message in Singapore. We'll take a moment to remember God's love. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more joy-inspiring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for a gorgeous world. In green news, the eco-friendly message continues to be shared in Singapore. The Actions for Earth Affair 2010 was a meat-free and plastic bag-free event sponsored by the Hemisphere Fund, an environmental education group based in Singapore. Ms. Anne Fuha is the president and founder of the organization.
It is time that we should educate the people about eating, so that's why I decided to introduce having to have vegetarian meals for our visitors, our guests and our vendors, and for the shoppers as well.
Exhibitors at the gathering included those who promoted healthy plant-based smoothies, meat-free Thursdays, and those presenting items made out of environmentally conscious materials. In addition, there was a fun eco model contest, and student designs of green homes were on display. Madam Cynthia Fua, Member of Parliament of Singapore, was an honoured guest. President of the Vegetarian Society of Singapore, Mr. George Jacobs, gave a talk on the plant-based diet. Association members also spoke about the vegan solution to climate change.
I'm very happy to learn that it's so important to go green, eat more vegetables and cut down on meat, because I realized that it's not so healthy to take more meat, and we can avoid health problems and save more money.
I encourage a lot of everyone to eat less meat.
Loving Hut, a global family of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer delectable and affordable cruelty-free food, provided taste samples of vegan food. Our hats off to you, Miss Anne Fua and Hemisphere Fund, for planning this earth-helping occasion. Also, our thankfulness participants for joining the eco event. May more awaken to the path to save our world, the plant-based lifestyle.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Rare Intelligence.
He's a man of rare intelligence, because he rarely show any.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I read the beautiful books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds by Supreme Master Ching Hai. I hope that her great books, the unconditional love of companion pets, and the beauty of noble creatures in their natural habitats will inspire a more peaceful and loving world. God bless you, viewer.
Elevated viewer, thank you for your warm note. Supreme Master Ching Hai's amazing books have touched the hearts of many individuals, helping them to realize the loving nature of our intelligent animal friends. We also pray that people will honor these messengers of the divine and receive the incredible gifts they so generously share. With heaven's blessings and all our love.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the beneficent grace of the Providence illuminate your soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With talks formally completed, Russia's Economic Development Minister Elvira Nabiulina and European Union Trade Commissioner Karel de Gucht sign a Memorandum of Understanding establishing the terms for Russia's accession to the World Trade Organization.
In New Delhi, India, the exhibition Shahnameh, the Immortal Persian Heritage, displays exquisite manuscripts of the poetic composition masterpiece, as well as calligraphy works and paintings depicting stories from the book written by the 11th century Persian poet Ferdowsi.
The government of Argentina joins fellow Mercosur Trade Organization member states Paraguay, Uruguay, and Brazil in recognizing Palestine as a free and independent state.
Australia agrees to donate $1 million to the United Nations Haiti Cholera Appeal, which provides clean water, water purification tablets, hygiene kits, and other essential life-saving supplies to the people of the Caribbean island nation.
At the 31st Summit of the Supreme Council of Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, in the United Arab Emirates, member states renew their commitment to enhance international dialogue for further understanding, as they also agree to set up a General Secretariat Office for Human Rights.
The United Nations World Health Organization is developing the first international classification of traditional medicine, which defines terminologies and categories in acknowledging the popularity of the approach worldwide.
Nonprofit organization Middle East Vegetarian Group, or MEVEG, in the United Arab Emirates calls on officials to approve labeling that clearly designates vegan and vegetarian food items for the rising number of people interested in such healthy and humane fare.
In efforts to safeguard citizens from the detriments of drug addiction, agencies in Russia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Tajikistan jointly sign an agreement to exchange information while working to eliminate opium crops, as well as illegal drug-making laboratories.
following 2 days of Israeli-Turkish talks to resolve an unfortunate incident that occurred several months ago, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu affirms the importance of restoring relations with the neighboring nation.
In response to a study finding that more than 40% is saved in housing homeless people rather than leaving them on the streets, the Board of Supervisors in Los Angeles County, USA, pledges permanent homes, including counseling and treatment for all street dwellers within 5 years.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.